Executive Brief: Why Legacy Models Fail in an Autonomous Era. Bluff: Legacy session-based trust fails against autonomous AI. Shift now to continuous transaction-centric verification and measure adaptation velocity. While AI is already widely used for AML, CFT, and sanctions compliance to process massive datasets and flag suspicious activity under Bank Secrecy Act BSA obligations, an opposing reality is accelerating. Consumer-facing AI agents are becoming sophisticated enough to blind traditional fraud detection systems, creating a dual-use AI arms race. The risk is current, not hypothetical. Legacy fraud stacks assume a stable session and a human at the keyboard. Autonomous agents erase both assumptions. Define and manage a new leading KPI, adaptation velocity. The time from threat identification to countermeasure deployment across models, rules, and controls. In markets where AI capabilities compound in weeks, institutions that instrument, benchmark, and improve this KPI will maintain defensive advantage. The golden thread: continuous transactional trust, CTT. Traditional security operates like a medieval castle with one strong gate protecting everything inside. But what if we could create a checkpoint mesh instead, where every significant action triggers intelligent verification? This is where behavioral biometrics enable continuous, passive authentication by analyzing real-time interaction patterns, verifying trust without interrupting the user experience. Combined with NIST SP 863-4's outcome-based identity guidance with IALs-AALs, organizations can calibrate assurance levels across the entire user journey. Deepfake fraud surge 700% fintech, 2023. Identity verification 30% unreliable by 2026. DeFi insurance payouts $18 million. Since inception, DORA effective 2025, EU financial sector sources. Springer 2025, Forbes, Gartner 2026, DORA 2025. Introducing Continuous Transactional Trust, CTT. This framework synthesizes zero trust principles with behavioral fraud analytics, reevaluating trust for every material action, rather than relying on session-based assumptions. Think of it as a trust thermostat that adjusts security measures in real time based on contextual risk signals. CTT operates through three core mechanisms. Real-time transaction risk scoring evaluates each action against behavioral baselines to create dynamic risk profiles that evolve with user behavior patterns. Dynamic step-up authentication uses FIDO2 biometric challenges triggered by risk thresholds, ensuring proportional security responses without friction during normal operations. Continuous contextual authorization adapts security measures based on transaction value, user location, device trust, and behavioral anomalies to produce a comprehensive risk assessment. Teams can test this design pattern in controlled pilots, track fraud loss reduction and false positive rates, and then scale where it improves both security and customer experience. Deepfake identity crisis, reinventing KYC and authentication. The numbers reveal a stark reality. Deepfake-related fraud attempts in fintech jumped 700% in 2023. This isn't a minor uptick, but a fundamental shift that renders single-shot KYC processes dangerously inadequate. The situation will deteriorate rapidly. Gartner predicts that by 2026, 30% of enterprises will consider standalone identity verification unreliable due to AI-generated deepfakes. For CROs, this means layered verification is no longer optional but essential for survival. The solution requires a comprehensive controls blueprint. Multimodal Biometrics Foundation deploys facial recognition, fingerprint scanning, and liveness detection as your first line of defense. However, this represents only the beginning of a robust authentication strategy. Behavioral biometrics layer adds passive, continuous monitoring of typing patterns, device interaction behaviors, and navigation flows. These create unique digital DNA profiles that are nearly impossible for deepfakes to replicate consistently across extended sessions. When an AI agent can perfectly mimic human behavior patterns across extended sessions, your perimeter defense becomes meaningless. The solution requires a radical shift from reactive session-based security to continuous transaction-centric verification. Anastasia Rykova, VP and Head of Business Strategy. Dynamic step-up protocols trigger enhanced verification for high-risk actions, aligned with NIST SP 863-4 assurance levels to ensure audit defensibility and regulatory compliance. For example, an advanced conversational AI system can orchestrate adaptive, multimodal step-up verification through on-the-fly facial angle prompts and spontaneous spoken passphrases. Such a system can perform live phonetic analysis combined with knowledge-based authentication to defeat deepfake voice and video attacks during KYC and high-risk transactions. The platform should maintain comprehensive audit logging mapped to NIST SP 800-634-AAL requirements to provide the documentation auditors and regulators demand to ensure audit defensibility and regulatory compliance. Paytech Labs Smart Chatbot demonstrates this layered approach in action, orchestrating adaptive multimodal step-up verification through on-the-fly facial angle prompts and spontaneous spoken passphrases. Their voice assistant performs live phonetic analysis combined with knowledge-based authentication to defeat deepfake voice and video attacks during KYC and high-risk transactions. The system maintains comprehensive audit logging that maps directly to NIST SP 800-63-4-AAL requirements, providing the documentation auditors and regulators demand. While deepfakes attack the identity perimeter, another AI-driven threat is emerging from within, the autonomous agent. When these systems go rogue, the speed of the breach can be catastrophic. The rogue agent scenario, real-time guardrails for autonomous trading and lending. Autonomous AI systems present a unique challenge. They can execute thousands of transactions per second, but adversarial AI risks like prompt injection, data poisoning, and evasion attacks often slip past traditional testing. When your AI agent goes rogue, milliseconds determine the difference between containment and catastrophe. Fortunately, regulatory precedent exists. Algorithmic trading regimes already require controls like kill switches and risk limits under MiFID II ESMA, providing a foundation to build upon for AI-powered systems. This includes MiFID II and the European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, which set expectations for real-time risk control, auditability, and kill switch capability. The controls blueprint for autonomous agents requires several critical components. Algorithmic trading regimes already require controls like kill switches and risk limits under MiFID II ESMA, providing a foundation to build upon for AI-powered systems. The controls blueprint for autonomous agents requires several critical components. AI model observability implements comprehensive monitoring of model inputs, outputs, and decision paths. Treat this as a flight data recorder for AI. Capture every decision point and rationale. Content filtering and validation deploys input and output filters that screen for malicious prompts and validate outputs against policy boundaries before execution, creating checkpoints in the decision chain. Shadow simulation environment runs counterfactual what-if scenarios in parallel to live trading, identifying potential risks before they materialize in real markets. Policy-based circuit breakers enforce pre-trade risk checks with automatic kill switches triggered by anomaly thresholds, position limits, or correlation breaks, providing immediate containment capabilities. A sophisticated reasoning engine exemplifies this approach by ingesting multi-source telemetry, including market data, counterparty signals, and policy rules to evaluate per-action risk in milliseconds. The system can trigger circuit breakers and kill switches for autonomous agents while maintaining strict latency budgets and confidence thresholds. All decisions are logged in governance audit trails designed for board and regulatory review, ensuring accountability even in high-frequency environments. Adversarial red teaming schedules regular adversarial testing as an ongoing cadence, not a one-time assessment. Your AI defenses are only as strong as your last successful attack simulation. Securing the DeFi frontier, audit, ensure, and monitor for on-chain exploits. DeFi represents both tremendous opportunity and concentrated risk. The top vulnerability classes keep repeating: re-entrancy attacks, oracle manipulation, and cross-chain bridge flaws that enable double spending and fund drainage across protocols. This isn't theoretical risk, but actuarial reality. Nexus Mutual has paid out over $18 million in claims since inception, providing concrete evidence of insurable losses in the DeFi ecosystem and establishing precedent for quantifiable risk assessment. A comprehensive DeFi risk management strategy requires multiple defensive layers. Pre-deployment security conducts formal verification and static analysis using tools like Slither, but maintains realistic expectations. The SWC registry's coverage is incomplete and unmaintained, meaning automated audits can miss critical vulnerabilities that manual review might catch. Real-time on-chain monitoring deploys continuous surveillance systems that detect anomalous transaction patterns, unusual fund movements, and potential exploit attempts as they occur, enabling rapid response to emerging threats. Oracle Governance implements robust governance frameworks for price feeds and external data sources, including multiple Oracle providers and outlier detection mechanisms to prevent manipulation attacks. Cross-chain bridge isolation treats bridge protocols as high-risk components requiring additional monitoring, insurance coverage, and potentially separate risk budgets due to their complex attack surfaces. The key insight: continuous monitoring beats one-and-done audits. DeFi protocols evolve rapidly, and security must evolve with them through adaptive real-time defense mechanisms. The migration roadmap involves several critical steps: post-quantum cryptography, PQC, migration, executive tracking grid, workstream objective, key deliverable, owner target date, cryptographic asset inventory, discover where and how cryptography is used, system-level inventory mapped to data sensitivity, asset, TLS 1.3 infrastructure enable hybrid and quantum safe handshakes, TLS 1.3 coverage rollout plan and dependencies, phased implementation prioritized by time to quantum irrelevance, PQC migration plan aligned to FIPS 203, 204, 205. The harvest now, decrypt later attack means adversaries can collect encrypted data today and decrypt it once quantum computers become available. For long-lived sensitive data, the threat is immediate and requires urgent attention. Fortunately, NIST is standardizing post-quantum cryptographic algorithms, including MLChem, FIPS 2.3, MLDSA, FIPS 2.04, and SLH 2.05, providing clear technical waypoints for systematic migration planning. The migration roadmap involves several critical steps. Cryptographic asset inventory builds a comprehensive inventory discovering where and how cryptography is used before migration. Without this foundation, you're essentially planning in the dark, unable to prioritize critical systems effectively. TLS 1.3 infrastructure plans for TLS 1.3, which supports the handshake extensions needed for quantum-safe algorithms. Older TLS versions lack this capability, creating potential migration bottlenecks that require careful planning and resource allocation. Phased implementation prioritizes systems by time to quantum irrelevance, how long the encrypted data needs to remain confidential versus when quantum computers might break current encryption standards. Advanced governance platforms can support this migration by ingesting cryptographic asset inventories, mapping systems to FIPS 203, 204, 205 readiness, and generating TLS 1.3 rollout dependencies to address harvest now, decrypt later exposure. The system feeds executive dashboards and generates audit evidence, ensuring both technical progress and governance visibility throughout the migration process. Insurance, governance, and board reporting, turning controls into financial advantage. Regulatory pressure is intensifying at an unprecedented pace. The EU's Digital Operational Resilience Act, DORA, effective 2025, mandates strict ICT and third-party risk management for the financial sector. Boards will demand clear, actionable answers. Are we compliant? What's our risk exposure? How do we compare to industry peers? The convergence of authoritative AI risk frameworks like NIST AI RMF and ISO IEC 23894 on proactive, lifecycle-based AI risk management creates a strategic opportunity. Align once, leverage everywhere across multiple regulatory requirements. Specifically, the NIST AI Risk Management Framework and AI RMF and ISO IEC 23894/PDF and 203109. Authoritative AI risk frameworks like NIST AI RMF and ISO IEC 23894 on proactive, lifecycle-based AI risk management creates a strategic opportunity. Align once, leverage everywhere across multiple regulatory requirements. Strategic forecast: by 2027, cyber insurance premiums will be dynamically priced based on two verifiable metrics: the demonstrated maturity of AI-powered threat detection capabilities and documented progress on post-quantum cryptography migration. This prediction builds on the demonstrated insurability of DeFi risks through platforms like Nexus Mutual, suggesting that measurable security controls will increasingly translate to favorable underwriting terms and competitive advantages. The governance framework should focus on three key areas. Measurable KPIs track adaptation velocity, time from threat identification to countermeasure deployment, red team findings closure rates, and PQC migration percentage completion, providing concrete metrics for board reporting and regulatory compliance. Adaptation velocity. Measure in days or sprints. Instrument time to update models, rules, and controls after a new TTP appears. Red team closure rate. Percentage of critical findings closed within SLA. Track trend and mean time to remediate. PQC completion. Percent of systems on TLS 1.3 and mapped to FIPS 203, 204, 205 algorithms. Audit evidence maintains comprehensive documentation linking security controls to regulatory requirements, making examinations smoother and demonstrating proactive risk management to auditors and regulators. Board reporting presents security investments as cost of capital optimization, where mature controls reduce insurance premiums and regulatory penalties, while enabling business growth and competitive differentiation. Questions for your next board meeting. How are we measuring adaptation velocity against new AI-driven threats? Is our current KYC process resilient to deepfakes, and how do we prove it to auditors? What is our roadmap for post-quantum cryptography migration, and which data assets are most exposed to harvest now, decrypt later risks? Methodology, how this guide synthesizes the evidence. This analysis prioritizes regulator and standards documents, NIST, CFTC, ESMA, peer-reviewed research, Springer, ACM, and practitioner insights, MIT Sloan, Red Hat, Forbes Tech Council, to deliver a balanced executive-ready synthesis focused on actionable intelligence rather than speculative projections. The evidence boundaries emphasize 2023-2025 publications and official documentation where available, with clear distinctions between sourced facts and original hypotheses or strategic forecasts. This approach ensures readers understand the difference between established knowledge and forward-looking analysis. The methodology deliberately avoids promotional content, focusing instead on control mechanisms, regulatory alignment, and measurable outcomes that CROs and SOs can implement and govern effectively within their existing organizational structures. Limitations of current knowledge. Several critical gaps constrain current defensive capabilities. Common adversarial LLM risks like prompt injection lack reliable mitigations, limiting guarantees on AI model robustness in production environments where stakes are highest. Additionally, the smart contract weakness registry is incomplete and unmaintained, constraining automated audit coverage more than most security teams realize, creating blind spots in vulnerability assessment processes. Other significant knowledge gaps include standardized benchmarks for anti-deepfake efficacy across different attack vectors remain underdeveloped, making it difficult to compare solution effectiveness objectively. Incident data scarcity on rogue agent financial losses makes risk quantification challenging, forcing organizations to rely on theoretical models rather than empirical evidence. ROI models for post-quantum cryptography migration are sparse, complicating budget justification and resource allocation decisions for executive leadership. These limitations don't invalidate defensive strategies, but highlight areas requiring additional research, testing, and conservative risk assumptions in planning processes. Future outlook and unanswered questions. Several strategic questions will shape the next phase of financial cybersecurity evolution. Build versus buy optimization. What's the optimal ratio for defensive AI capabilities to maintain high adaptation velocity without excessive development costs or vendor dependencies? Market manipulation detection. How should circuit breakers distinguish genuine black swan events from sophisticated adversarial market manipulation in real-time trading environments with microsecond decision windows? Privacy security balance. What guardrails can balance continuous behavioral monitoring requirements with privacy rights and ethical obligations for customers and employees in different jurisdictions? Risk budget allocation. How should CROs split limited security budgets between immediate threats requiring urgent attention and long horizon risks like quantum computing that may not materialize for years? These questions represent the next frontier of financial risk management, where technical capabilities, regulatory requirements, and business objectives must align in increasingly complex and dynamic ways. Frequently asked questions: What are the key regulatory frameworks CROs should align with for AI risk management? Focus on NIST AI RMF for comprehensive AI lifecycle management, DORA for operational resilience in EU markets, and MiFID II ESMA guidelines for algorithmic trading controls. These frameworks provide the foundation for audit-defensible AI governance and regulatory compliance. How can organizations measure their defensive readiness against quantum threats? Track three key metrics: cryptographic asset inventory completion percentage, TLS 1.3 deployment coverage, and post-quantum algorithm implementation progress. Set targets based on your data sensitivity timeline versus projected quantum computing capabilities. What's the minimum viable defense strategy for deepfake attacks? Implement multimodal biometrics, facial plus behavioral, with liveness detection aligned to NIST P863D4 assurance levels. Add dynamic step-up authentication for high-risk transactions. Document everything for audit compliance and regulatory review. How should boards evaluate ROI on advanced AI security investments? Present security investments as cost of capital optimization. Track adaptation velocity metrics, insurance premium impacts, and regulatory penalty avoidance. Quantify business enablement value, where mature controls support new product launches and competitive positioning. Conclusion: from reactive defense to continuous transactional trust, the path forward requires a fundamental shift from reactive, perimeter-based security to proactive, transaction-centric defense. The Continuous Transactional Trust Framework provides the operating model, supported by deepfake-resistant KYC processes, real-time circuit breakers for autonomous agents, comprehensive DeFi audit and monitor capabilities, and metrics-driven post-quantum cryptography migration. Success demands measurable progress through KPIs focused on adaptation velocity, adversarial testing cadence, and PQC milestone attainment. Align these metrics with DORA requirements and NIST AI RMF guidance to ensure executives and auditors see consistent, defensible progress toward comprehensive risk management. The institutions that thrive in this new threat landscape will be those that view security not as a cost center, but as a competitive advantage, where mature controls reduce costs, enable innovation, and provide measurable business value. The future belongs to organizations that can adapt faster than the threats they face. The question for every leader is no longer if this transformation is necessary, but whether their organization has the velocity and vision to lead it. Disclaimer: technology evolves rapidly. Information may become outdated. Verify current best practices and documentation. This article provides informational analysis and should not be considered legal, investment, or regulatory compliance advice. Organizations should consult qualified professionals for specific risk management decisions.